evening, America. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's absolutely delightful to be with you this evening. I hope you're having a good Sabbath and got home, got some supper in you and kicking back and got your shoes off and got your notebooks out and a pen and paper and ready to go to class a little bit. Have some thoughts for you this evening. One of the things is we're trying to help everybody step by step get themselves prepared and so they're self-reliant. Remember, the rule of thumb is that anything on which I am dependent has power over me and I give my liberty to it. And I want to eliminate every dependency that I have in my life. The extent to which we're independent and the ability to be able to say, no matter what happens, I really don't have to care because I am free, is a really, really neat position to be in. We've talked over the last few weeks together, and those of you that knew me before we started this radio program realize that one of the concerns that we have constantly and always is to kind of separate ourselves from the day-to-day activity that kind of looks like nothing is happening. Like, very simply, we should be able to wake up, have the birds singing and the sun shining, and be able to go to work and plan our vacation and plan Christmas and do all the things that we normally would do without being hindered by worry about all of that stuff that everybody tells us is happening out there that we really can't see. It's hard. Hey, I admit it. It's hard for me, and I'm right in the middle of it. I have folks like you calling me every single day as they're putting in their food supplies, as they're planning for their futures, as they're concerned about how to maintain their liberties in the face of the loss of them. And I hear new and different stuff every day. I don't pass all of it along because I'd be just like all the other people that are just screaming, here comes the wolf, but with no answers. We want to stick with the answers. But the fact is that even though I'm hearing this stuff every day and you're not really, it's hard for me. I don't want to think that I've got to get myself prepared for something that's this nasty that's coming. So let's not think nasty. Let's keep life kind of fun. Let's not have a disaster that we're facing. Let's have an adventure that we're facing. Do you realize that in the last week I've had calls from, I'm guessing probably about three, maybe four families that have already gotten their shipments of food in, and six or seven families that have been following us on these Sunday programs with starting out getting the other stuff that they need to get in, like getting in their emergency water and getting their sewage situation handled and starting to get some cold weather clothing organized and going through their inventories of stuff they have. And it's just phenomenal if you get started at this stuff. Those of you out there that already have a start on your food supply, just stop and think. What did it feel like when you got that shipment of food? And even though it might not have been everything that you wanted, it was a start. You knew that you could take care of your family and didn't have to be dependent on any grocery store or any system for a year and a half, whatever it was. Just stop and think how good that felt. Those of you that haven't gotten a start on it, just stop and think how good it would feel to know that if everything shut down, that you could take care of your family for however long. Now, we're going to discuss some fascinating stuff. Got some other information for you. You may not like it, but tune in after this little bit of a break we've got, and we're going to rock and roll for a couple hours together tonight.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There are millions of airborne irritants in your home, like pollen, fine dust, bacteria, mold spores, and smoke.
But now you can take control of the air you and your family breathe at home. With Filters Now having the world's largest selection of AC, furnace, humidifier, automotive, fuel oil, industrial, and vacuum filters with top quality brands like 3M and Accumulair, you'll be sure to find what you're looking for at a great price as you can afford. We have all sizes available in both custom and standard. Get any size at any time. Go to filters-now.com or call toll-free 877-991-0400. Again, that's 877-991-0400. Call now and use RBN 2006 as your special order code to receive free shipping on your order. Give us a call today and breathe the difference. Filters Now.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome aboard if you just started in with us, and it's going to be a fun ride. We were talking about how difficult it is to look at the possibility of things being problematic when we're just going along and going to work every day, and life is really good and pretty comfortable, and we're dealing with just the normal stresses and strain of family life or whatever. You know, the old pioneers were kind of the original Boy Scouts. You know, the old Boy Scout thing about be prepared. One of the things that the pioneers always figured on was they didn't ever want any surprises. They always had an extra axe in case the one axe bit broke. They always kind of put in a supply of food. They had to, because they might not have a crop next year. And it wasn't negative thinking. It wasn't dreary thinking. It was just good common sense. They always had a bunch of, my dad always had rivets. Now, back when I was a kid, my dad planted his corn with horses. Now, I'm sure that nobody's planting, well, I know the Amish are planting their corn with horses, I bet, but anyway, my dad, that meant you had to have harnesses, and about the time that I was growing up, he didn't have any harness makers, so he had to fix his own. So he always had a bunch of rivets and a rivet gun and all the kind of stuff that it took to fix and a bunch of whole extra bunch of straps of leather and just stuff that you might need. And you know, some of the old timers were just kind of funny. They never hardly threw anything away. I know when my dad died, he had a machine shed that was full of every cultivator he'd had from the time he was 20 years old, I think. And it wasn't a matter of the fact that we'd ever use them, but you never knew when. You know, we've gotten away from that kind of thinking in our country. And back to the Boy Scouts, you know, a lot of you have been in the Scouts. A lot of the farm kids, like I was raised, I was a 4-H'er. And you learn how to do things. And you try, the Boy Scout motto is, be prepared. Well, people have gotten away from that idea. They've gotten the idea that, you know, if you need something, you can always go down to the hardware store or the grocery store or whatever it is and get it. They aren't thinking in terms of, if it were gone and I was totally on my own, how would I handle things? I don't know how to express, you know, the importance of every single one of us being as completely independent as possible. And you know, I really don't get, I got to put this so that some of the gals won't think I'm a jerk. But anyway, I really don't care, you know, what's going on in Washington. I don't care what's going on in the Middle East. I don't care, and don't take me wrong, I don't want a bunch of calls coming in and saying, well, you got to care about that stuff. I'm talking about personally in terms of how I'm talking to you guys. I don't care about all of that stuff. What I really care about is getting across the idea of being free, of being as totally independent as possible. You know, a lot of us sweat our jobs, sweat our relationship with our bosses because we're dependent on that income to the extent that they have power over us. If they look sideways at us, a lot of us are really sweating what we said or what we did or how we should act. And there's a whole lot of politicking and looking good and sounding good in companies right now. You know, they say that most people are in jobs that they hate. And they spend their time kind of in a special relationship with their employers. They work just hard enough to keep from getting fired, and the employers pay them just enough to keep from quitting. And that's not a healthy, happy relationship. It's not the way things should really be. And the only way we can prevent that from happening, and we have total control over it, if we don't get ourselves so extended in debt that we have to work every single day, and if we don't limit ourselves in terms of our education and our skill capabilities to the point where the only job that we can do is the one we've got, and we're just barely making enough at that to get by, so that we're so extremely dependent, that extreme dependency is really bondage. So I know I'm preaching to the choir, but think it over again and again and again. And there are two areas that we're going to be talking about in terms of preparedness. You know that I'm a total nut on food. Absolutely, food is the most important dependency we have. It's the only debt that we can't get rid of, that we can't pay off. We have to have it. And there are only two ways to get it. Either we buy it from someplace, and if we want to have a savings account on food, we have to buy it storable, or we grow it. Now, we can only grow a certain amount of our own stuff. We can't grow everything that we need. It's a full-time job. That's what the pioneers did. The only thing that they did, day in and day out, was just grow their food and have a little bit extra to sell. We can't do that in our society. So the only answer is to stock up. Grow as much as you can if you're capable of doing it, and then just put in a long-term supply, not just for 1, 2, 3 years, whatever, but one of the things that you're going to have to address yourself to is how many years. I don't want to jump over to that right now, but food is the one area that you must address a tremendous amount of your thinking to, okay? The other areas of preparedness, Jim Phillips is going to be coming back on again. As you know, he works He and the J. Michael Stevens Group work very, very close together. We have just compiled a listing, a step-by-step listing of every step that you need to take in getting prepared. All the stuff that you'd never think of. We covered in the first discussion when we started this, we covered your emergency water supplies. I know a lot of you from the calls we've been getting have gotten started at that. If you don't remember what we talked about or you're tuning in late in the game, get up onto RBN Live and go to the archives and go to the section for Fearless Radio, Steve Shank, and you'll be able to pick up those previous programs. But anyway, there are two sections that we're going to be talking about. One is the area of all of the stuff that you can do right now, just the little things, the water and the sanitation and the clothing and all of the things that you just are not used to thinking about, but we've got a list for you. You need to call in and get that, and along with that, you'll get a listing of what we suggest for a one-year supply so that you can multiply that by the number of people and the number of years that you're working with, and we'll get your pricing and all that. But if you'll call in to us at 800-409-5633, we'll get you out your worksheet, which is the list that you go down, and systematically, you don't even have to think, you just do what we tell you to do, and as we go through the various issues that we are needing to deal with, you'll discover how important they are, and you'll say, my gosh, I never thought of that. But the problem that we have, and the problem that I've got in conveying the urgency to you, is that it's been so easy and so good and so non-threatening for so long. We've had everything provided for us. If the house catches on fire, you got 911, you call the fire department. If you have a flood in your basement, you've got some people that can come in and clean it up. We don't have to think in terms, you know, people thought that we had a lot of coverage and protection when we had a serious disaster before Katrina. An awful lot of eyes have been opened, and we've had an awful lot of people saying, hey, we need to get going, and some other preparedness and things like that also. And that has been a boon to people's thinking so that they don't just stop and lethargically figure, well, if anything happens, somebody will come and take care of us. We haven't had to be self-reliant. Well, let me give you a little example. I was down talking to my chiropractor. We're going to get some adjustments to get my head straightened out. And most of you realize that I've got to get my head straightened out pretty periodically. But anyway, because I've got serious attitude problems. But the fact is that we were in talking to old Doc Frazier, super neat guy. I mean, this man is absolutely bound, determined to be a healer. He's into acupuncture. He's into every alternative method that you can possibly think of to try and make people well. But anyway, he's a really good guy, and I had just gotten done with my radio program last week where we were talking about some of the things that people don't think about, and I got to talking to him about that. He just asked me what was going on, and it happened to occur to me to ask him about our first program in the preparedness series, and that was the one where we talked about sanitation, plugging up your toilet so that you can't even backflow in and all this kind of stuff. And he said, oh, my gosh, I never thought of that. The interesting thing is he lives in a little town, one of the suburbs of actually Provo, Utah. And he grabbed me the day after that. We were back in, and I had to pick up some herbs or something like that from him. And he said, did you read the paper? And I said, no, I didn't. It turns out that in a southern suburb of Salt Lake City, some contractors had bumped a sewage line, and as a result, it had caused some interesting problems that we'll cover just right after this little break we've got here. Talk to you in a minute.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Very nice. after which you mentioned that to me, I had that come up on television and in the newspaper the very same day. That's got to tell me something. So he was out looking for the little rubber balls to stuff things up and the Vaseline to cover them with and all that. But what does it take for us? You know, a lot of times we have a situation where we just very simply have to be hit over the head with a 2x4 before we get in order for something to get our attention. The problem with all of this stuff that I keep talking to you about, and that Jim keeps talking to you about, and our crash team here keeps talking about, is by the time that you get hit with the things that we're trying to get prepared for, it's too late. You're into the problems that are created by it. If you had a foot of raw sewage in your basement at this point, it would be unbelievable the problems that you'd have. And I don't want to waste the time to talk about it, but very simply, if you want to look into it, check it out. But just imagine that if those families had been on the program that you guys are, where they were ready for anything like that could have happened, they wouldn't have cleanup crews in their homes, they wouldn't be living in motels, and they wouldn't be looking at thousands and thousands of dollars of contaminated damage to their homes. It's just absolutely unbelievable what we're dealing with. Now, there's another thing that I'd like to kind of bring up. You remember all the evacuation problems that they've had every time? I mean, you see, whenever there's a disaster, that families are sitting in cars, long lines of cars on freeways for hours and hours and hours. And do you ever ask yourself why they didn't get the Dickens out sooner, and or why they're all sitting in the same lane or in the same line? One of the things that we've got on the list of stuff that you need to get ready for is, in the event there'd be an evacuation, whether it's a general evacuation or whether it's a family evacuation, when you see something coming that you don't like and you want to get out of Dodge, there are two things you got to do. Number one, you have to have decided what it's going to take for you to make that decision, and how to communicate with the rest of your family as to when that is going to occur. In other words, when we have the go sign, when we say it's time to take off, you have to have a plan for exactly where everybody is going to be at any given point in time. And it needs to be discussed with the kids. Now, this sounds really goofy to most families because no one ever thinks of this. But if you were in a situation where all of a sudden there was an evacuation, or you saw one coming, you'd want to get out of Dodge before the crowd does. If you have some trigger points, some ways of communicating with the kids and with your wives and husbands, and they're set up ahead of time, then you can pull the trigger on it and get the heck out of Dodge. And the other thing that you've got to do is you have to have preset rendezvous locations in the event that somebody gets left, or in the event that somebody doesn't get the message, and time set. This is all a very intricate planning system, but let me put it this way. In any military operation, you have your plan of attack, and you have your plan of military operations when you're going in, but you also have your way out planned ahead of time. And I just keep burning up time like crazy, guys. They've got another break coming here at the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to get out of your face for about 3 or 4 minutes and then get back to me. This is going to be interesting, useful stuff, even if I only think so. See you later. Bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
There are millions of airborne irritants in your home, like pollen, fine dust, bacteria, mold spores, and smoke.
But now you can take control of the air you and your family breathe at home. With Filters Now having the world's largest selection of AC, furnace, humidifier, automotive, fuel oil, industrial, and vacuum filters with top quality brands like 3M and Accumulair, you'll be sure to find what you're looking for and at great prices you can afford. We have all sizes available in both custom and standard. Get any size at any time. Go to filters-now.com or call toll-free 877-991-0400. Again, that's 877-991-0400. Call now and use RBN 2006 as your special order code to receive free shipping on your order. Give us a call today and breathe the difference. Filters Now.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Again, we're talking about evacuation. Why in the heck do you want to talk about that? Because you see, just every time there's a major storm or every time there's an earthquake, every time there's something going on, you see huge masses and masses of people backed up in cars that they can't get out of Dodge, and it's a disaster just in and of itself on top of the disaster. Now let's talk about, remember I just said, you got to have a plan. You got to have a means by which you contact your family members. You have to have rendezvous points if somebody gets misplaced. And you have to have your evacuation route. Here's the deal, guys. Listen carefully. The reason that all of those people are in lines is that they didn't know where to go. They didn't have it figured out. So they wait until the last minute, get in their cars, and just go out. And the only way they know to get out is the standard freeways that everybody uses to get out with no plan. And the reason they waited to the last minute is because they didn't have in their mind where to go and how to go about it. Let's take a scenario. Let's pretend that you were one of the smart ones and you were living in a very good-sized city, okay, and you had a plan. You knew how to get in touch with any of your kids within 10 minutes. You wives knew how to get a hold of your husbands. Husbands knew how to get a hold of your wives. And nobody goes any place where they can't be reached by their family. You know, we used to expect when our kids went out that they needed to call us when they were there, be home at a certain time, or if they were going to change their plans and be someplace else, they need to call and let the mom and dad know why. Most kids assume that this was a control mechanism. No, it's just if we need to get a hold of you, we need to get a hold of you. Well, what about husbands and wives? You husbands need to know where your wives are at any given point in time. Your wives need to know where you are and a way to get a hold of you if there is something you need to get together on. But let's say that you had that all in place. And let's say that you had driven 3 or 4 different alternate routes and had them well marked on a map that's in your glove compartment. I know this is going to sound extremely stupid until you need it, okay? But if you had a well-marked map of 2 or 3 different exit routes, not necessarily the main ones that everybody takes, and you'd actually driven them, and you timed them, and you knew how long it would take to get from where you were to where your kids were to where your wife was and all of this stuff, and you also had about a 2-week supply of this long-term emergency grab-and-run type of food stuff that we stick in some of these year supplies in the trunk of your car, and you had a jug of water back there. I know, sounds a little bit extreme, but what happens is that as people see these storms come in, they've got, 2 weeks' notice, a week's notice, 3 or 4 days' notice? When it looks that it's inevitable that it's going to come in, why on earth would anybody not just button up their houses, put, plywood across the windows, do whatever it takes, hop in their car before the crowd gets out of there and get out of Dodge? What would happen if the storm didn't hit? Gee whiz, that'd be rough. You had maybe just a couple day little vacation out maybe 100 or so miles away from where it was dangerous, someplace that you had planned to go. What if the storm hits? You're sitting there happy as a hog in a peach orchard. If you don't have the funds to go to a restaurant, you've got your stuff in your car that you can live on for a week or two, and sit it out. Wait till it happens. Everybody just waits till the last minute, hoping in one hand and spitting in the other. It's not going to affect them. They have the teenage mentality of indestructibility, and guess what happened? They ended up in the Coliseum or whatever. Think about it. Think about it. I don't know. Now, I'm going to give you some phone numbers. You know that we work with families here at the J. Michael Stevens Group on food. Food is the most important preparation you got to make, and we'll talk about that in just a second, but for right now, let me give you some phone numbers to call in for this plan of attack on preparedness that we'll back up with all the information you need. Jim Phillips is going to be on in our second hour, and he has all sorts of CDs and everything where you can go and do all this preparedness stuff in addition to the food. Some of it's going to cost you money, and most of it's just flat out free and just common sense, but you got to do it. He's got CDs that you can buy and DVDs that you can get at practically nothing to plan all this stuff and follow all of these directions that we're going to give you and actually get yourself prepared. Here are the phone numbers, 800-409-5633. What we'll do with that phone number is if you call in, those of you that are working on your supplies, needing to figure out food supplies, needing to figure out how many years, already have figured out how many years, need to get some pricing, need to get some worksheets to figure out what to put in, and also need to get the warnings about some of the crooks that are out there selling trash to you, give us a call at 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. On that, we've also got some of the recordings of some of the seminars that I've done on food supplies, and the preparation that it takes and what it takes to get things going. Now, as you call in for information on preparing for the food, those of you that don't get up on the web, that's fine. We'll send you CDs, the recordings of those lectures, along with the worksheets, and along with this other emergency preparedness sheet that you can just go down through and work in conjunction with your food. But as you call in, whatever you're calling to ask for, we aren't going to be able to take all of your calls as fast as you call in, so you'll be recording some of them. But whether you talk to us or whether you leave a message, the one thing I'd like to have you, I need your help. Those of you that are awake, I need your help to help wake up your friends and neighbors. I need you to tell me what it is that we're telling folks that has got you going at getting your food in and then doing all the rest of this stuff. I need to know what it took, what kind of a 2x4 between the eyes that it's going to take. Now, I know for most of the population, it's just going to take just flat out running into the disaster, having the problems, and going and standing on the bread line and saying, I wish I could have, I wish I would have, I wish I should have, and I wish I could have gotten my tail in gear and done something. But I'd like to have you do that. But do call in. When you call in, also ask for the worksheet of all of these steps that we're going through on each one of these programs, things like the evacuation route, the water supply, all of these things that you can get your family going at. Make it into an adventure. Make it into something that's actually fun for you to be able to do. But let's get back to the evacuation route again. If you were one of those families that got out early and had some place to go, and here again, when people have trouble making a decision, when they're in a disaster situation, any military operation always practices and practices and practices to begin with. Fighter pilots practice their bombing runs over and over and over again. Any time that you're going to do something that you'll be under stress for, you practice it until it's automatic, so that there is no decision that you have to make at the time of an emergency. That's exactly what you do with this situation. If you're going to set up an evacuation plan, you have several routes. You run it just like the kids in school used to do fire drills. You act as if it's happening, and you grab your family, and you get out of Dodge. You time the length of time it's going to take you to get there, and you have a plan as to where you're going to go and what you're going to do when you get there, and make sure you're ahead of the crowd. That way, those of you that are in storm areas, when you see it coming, 3 or 4 days before the thing is scheduled to hit, just leave. Have it set up so that you can take a vacation. Do whatever it takes. Act like it's real, because one of these days it could be. Just like these families that were sitting there that for no explainable reason, all of a sudden their sewage backed up. They found out why later. It was just an accident. But the fact is, they've got thousands of dollars of damage in their homes, and they could have, if they'd have been going through what those of us in this little bunch that are listening to this radio program are going through and getting prepared, they could have been completely free of that problem. Okay? Got it? All right. The evacuation route is the thing that you need to put together this next week. Now, I don't know how you guys are doing on your plan that you're following with us. I did want to tell you a couple of things that I think are very kind of important. I was talking to a fellow, he's a farmer out in Nebraska. Let's see what kind of time we got here. Okay, we got enough time for this. He was a farmer in Nebraska. He had called in as a result of hearing us talk on the radio, and he said, you know, it's kind of interesting that I'm a farmer, I'm a rancher, I raise cattle, and I raise an awful lot of grain, and I'm calling you and planning to put in a supply of food. I don't know if there are some things that I know that you don't know, but I want to share some things with you. Remember how we were talking about down in Texas, they're tagging livestock, and they're planning to tag all the livestock in the country, and they're going to use the veterinarians to police this. They're going to register all the farms and ranches and things. And they're going to be in a situation where every single critter has to have an ID tag. Well, I learned a couple of interesting things. Now, those of you that are still sitting there trying to figure out whether you're going to do something on food are still trying to convince your spouses that you're not wild-eyed radicals, that you really need to put in a supply of food. This ought to be some use to you. Think about this now. We know that there is underway a plan to have all of the livestock in the country, the protein source for the country, identified. Okay, now we've got some interesting statistics, or not, I don't know if it's statistics, but interesting figures, information with regard to those tags. Do you realize that it's possible to read in a truck going by on the road, it's possible for all of the ID tags in that truck to be read in less than a second? Interesting thing. Every single ID tag in that truck. And with modern computerization, the identification of where that livestock came from and where it's scheduled to be going automatically would come up for every single critter. Okay? And that can be done at a distance of as much as 0.3 miles. This is just the current information that we have. Now, that means that if there were a train rolling down the track that had a bunch of live beings in it that had tags in them, that literally someone standing beside that track could identify every single individual in that train as they were going by, because it takes longer than a second, and 800 are going to be read in a second with the modern technology they've got. Think about that. Now think about this. Hey, what do you feed livestock? You feed cattle hay. Now, what would happen if the plan to have every farmer or every individual that raises hay, any irrigated crops, any crops, would be required to identify where that hay was sold, to account for every bale of hay or every cube of hay, and had to tell and had to report exactly where that was sold? Let's say that you decided that you were going to be just a free thinker and there weren't going to be any way that they were going to get all of your livestock identified. And let's say you had a couple head of cattle hid back in the woods that weren't accounted for. But it's a hard winter and you've got to feed those cattle, don't you? Where are you going to get the hay? You've got to get it from whoever raises the hay, who has to report where they sell it, and if they have any bales that are unaccounted for, guess what? They would have to make sure that you were properly identified and all of your cattle were identified, otherwise they'd be in trouble for selling their hay to you. I keep saying, every family in this country is dependent most of all on the one area, and that's food. We must find ways of encouraging our spouses and our family members, and even convincing ourselves that we must have a supply of food. We cannot depend on growing it ourselves. This farmer I was telling you about from Nebraska cannot even depend on feeding himself his meat supply that he raises himself unless he personally is identified in the system and appropriate to be able to buy. And how are we going to buy? In the time that it occurs, the only way we'll be able to buy or sell is if we have what? think about it. If this farmer is not qualified to buy or sell, he may not even use his own livestock for food. Think about it. Think about it. And figure out how many years worth of food that you need. And please, call the J. Michael Stevens Group. They've been involved with food supplies and emergency supplies for 25 years. Give them a call at 800-409-5633 and have figured out how many years of supply you and your family need on the food. It's getting serious, folks. And I'll be back after this next break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. Insane. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I had a young man call in the first of this last week, and he was just dead set on putting in a 3-year supply of food for he and his wife, and they had a couple little babies. And he had it all figured out where he could come up with the funds, and he checked some things out and discovered that he could get more for less money through the co-op and everything, and he was just absolutely excited about it. Had me put the shipment together and plan on it, and he was going to run back, and he didn't have his checkbook with him, and he was going to call me back. Well, that evening went and or came and went. And the next day, he called back in, and he was just really down. He said, I want to do this so bad I can taste it. I know we're going to need it. I've got to get it done. But my sweetheart, I can't get her on board with this. Guys, I don't know how we can help you. We're trying the best we can. Those of you that are struggling to get your mates on board with this thing, the reason that we've got those CDs of the seminars that I gave on food supplies, one thing that you might want to have them listen to is, if we only had 10 days, listen to this yourself and have them listen to it. It gives a scenario if we had a very short period of time before we had to make this thing happen. And call in. Those of you that can't get up on the website and listen to it right off the website, you've got four scenarios, you've got four seminars there. Listen to it yourself. Get yourself motivated. Listen to those folks. You're talking about your life here. Don't leave it up for grabs as to whether you put in a year, 2 years, 3 years. Decide how much you're going to need. Figure out what you're going to have. Give us a call. We'll help you figure it out. Those of you that don't have the web available to you, call us at 800-409-5633. We'll send you out a whole packet of stuff with two CDs that have these four seminars on them, these four seminar lectures plus a planning sheet, and then get back with us on the phone and we'll help you. But for Pete's sake, you've got to move and you've got to take it seriously and you've got to do it now. If the livestock is controlled, if the fruits and vegetables are controlled, if some of it is contaminated, if they're even keeping track of where the hay is sold so that no food can slip through the cracks, guys, if you don't have your own bread, you're going to stand in a bread line. I don't even care if you order from somebody other than the co-op. You probably won't if we tell you how much filler they're putting in their junk, but the fact is, you got to get going at it. The message that I've got for you is get going at food. We'll be back in the next hour. Jim Phillips will probably be up with us. In fact, he's on right now waiting for us to break. But anyway, we love you and we care about you and we want you with us. But dadgummit, you got to get your butt in gear and do your share. And remember this, if it is to be, it's up to me. But remember, freedom is never, ever free.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.